Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Normally we have a little something-something at the beginning. It's very special today. We're not going to do the traditional opening vignette because we have a very special guest. Mr. Sean Greenwood is here all the way from the great state of Vermont.
Yeah.
From one of the greatest companies in the United States, the Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Company. Sean is here on his worldwide tour.
Some ice cream music.
Yes. I asked Rob for ice cream music. It's ice cream music.
Yeah.
It's ice cream music. Sean travels the country as the, what would be your title, Sean? Are you the director of fun and games for Ben & Jerry's?
My business card says Grand Poobah of PR.
Grand Poobah of PR. Sean and I met the first time when he was touring the country with that fabulous flavor known as Sweaty Balls.
I remember you two hit it off famously.
Well, for one reason. I love the courage of taking one of the funniest sketches on Saturday Night Live and then putting it on, but the flavor itself was off the hook. As a matter of fact, it was so good that I wish
they had malted milk balls.
It was malted milk balls
and rum balls,
and it was rum balls, and it was so incredibly
best
delicious.
Best-selling limited batch flavor we've ever done.
Was it really? So even with all the controversy,
thank
on
you,
that,
The Edge.
Exactly. Our hats are off. The good people at The Edge. Thank you.
Good job, Shamrock.
Stop it. It's Monday. Do not be snarky on Monday. So Sean is with us now. Ben & Jerry's has a new product, and either I can say it or you can say it, Sean, because I've got it all right here in front of me. But it's Greek frozen yogurt,
It's right there. And using, so you walk down the grocery stores and you see usually that slot that has Greek yogurt.
Which has become
empty,
wildly popular.
Right? It's crazy. The business is booming through the roof. So we saw the trend going on and said, what are people digging about this? And it's mostly, it's just a straining process, allows more of the whey, the liquid to drain out, and leaves this rich, creamy kind of stuff
behind. It's not actually, it doesn't have anything to do with Greece.
No, there is no
not
Greece
like,
in it.
I mean, that's I don't mean like question. That, but I meant like the country of Greece.
Sean has a sense of humor, so I perhaps can share just a very brief story from the early days of my radio career when I had to read a PR announcement for the Greek festival in Annapolis, Maryland.
Of course.
This is back in the days I worked at a little station called WYRE down in Annapolis, Maryland. It's a station that lots of radio personalities have traveled through. Right. And the last line of the public service announcement was, there will be plenty of entertainment Greek style.
Oh.
And I suddenly had a thought of in the movie The Birdcage, where they have their dinnerware.
No, yes,
I'm sorry, but anyway, I got myself laughing, and
I wish you would let me know.
I was never really able to get under control. After
I would
that.
Go to that festival.
Do you know that the Greek yogurt business is now like a $1 billion industry?
So is
just the Greek yogurt alone?
Is the Greek yogurt passing the things like Light and Lively and the regular yogurt that's very popular
that
with
Mike
the ladies?
Lives on, by the way.
Yeah, that's me. All I know is my wife eats the stuff up, the Greek yogurt. She loves it. And when I heard you were coming out with a frozen product, I said, well, this is going to work because the Greek yogurt is better than the regular yogurt.
Yeah, so it takes all that. And everybody thinks trying to eat, get more, a little more protein. So I think some of those, the other yogurts that are maybe not using natural stuff in there, people are like, let's get away from the chemicals and let's get to something a little more healthy. So, this stuff has the more protein, less fat in it because it's got uses real Greek yogurt.
Have you been contacted by John Stamos's people? Does he want in?
We were looking. Do we need a spokesperson? And we didn't think
he's
about
devilishly
that
handsome.
Now the thing
you could do worse.
Man. What's wonderful about one of the great American success stories, Ben & Jerry's, and we are so thrilled. Really, we're very, very glad that Sean took the time to come by our little casa with his world radio tour and TV tour, and you'll see Sean. I mean, you do this all over the country, correct?
We last week started in Vermont, D.C., L.A., Sacramento. We're back now East Coast, and we'll keep going for the summer.
Good for you.
What a great job.
And he's got the one thing that struck me the last time you did my show was that you actually were – you've got a pretty limited crew. I mean, you guys cover a lot of ground, and it's you. And one other person.
Wow.
Two of us.
For the Ben & Jerry's Corporation.
The whole thing.
That's right. Well, it's amazing because what people don't realize about this, it's all hippies.
Sure.
It's all hippies up there.
You notice I wore my best jeans.
Well, when they do what they do for their morning activities, that's what makes them hungry for their afternoon
activities.
So.
Absolutely.
Speaking of hungry.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You don't want to wait?
Oh.
Let's get right to it, Sean.
All right. So we're going to start your
RJ, can you be the waiter today? Can you be our butler today? Okay. And you get your own.
RJ, let's start with these four right here. You want to dish those out? That's a raspberry chocolate chunk.
That's the one I want to try.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Oh, wow. Sounds amazing.
Here you go. Oscar,
I think that one's for you, Sean, that spoon.
Oh, no.
In case you want.
I all the employees get 3 free pints a day.
Oh.
So,
you're okay?
A little extra. I'm okay.
Now, here's a question. And Carrie and I were actually talking about Ben and Jerry's this weekend. Carrie, my wife, you guys use the best chocolate in ice cream that exists. Mm-hmm. What is the secret to what makes your
chocolate
so good?
Very nice of you to say. Thank you. You know, we have it specially made for us. Part of it is because when you freeze it, you want it to, if you just use like a regular candy bar and throw it in there and freeze it, mm-hmm. freezes solid and doesn't taste too good. So this is kind of specially engineered for us to be able to melt at this lower temperature.
It's so good. Ooh. Wow.
Sounds very technical, doesn't it?
No, how do you stay in shape?
And this is yogurt?
This has got real Greek yogurt in it.
What a bullcrap question to ask during an ice cream segment.
Clearly Oscar is hitting on Sean.
Yeah.
We get 3 free pints a day, but we also do have a free health club in our business. So we try to balance it out and be healthy that way.
Well, it's all about balance, right? You can enjoy this.
A little bit. So 3
moderation
pints.
In all things, including moderation.
Moderation at 3 pints a day. Mm-hmm. Just moderate there.
I've seen the Ben and Jerry's health club. It's a treadmill covered with cobwebs.
Our laundry on it just like at
Sean,
home.
I'm sure you've been asked this, and I'm not sure I did it the last time I had you on the show, but I want to ask you this question. Do you have a favorite flavor?
I mean,
you
are
so inundated with this stuff all the time.
Like with these new, there's 4 new flavors of this Greek yogurt. It's just like children. You're not supposed to pick a favorite, but you really do have one.
Right.
So mine is the banana peanut butter that I'm saving for last. I want you to eat the other ones first, and then that way you have a full palate.
This has a bit of a Cherry Garcia flavor to it,
absolutely.
Which is one of your big flavors.
But
it's
chocolate.
It's a very unique, it's creamier than a regular frozen yogurt.
As a true fat guy, here is a true fat guy comment. The mouthfeel is like that of a heavy butterfat ice cream.
This is an experienced ice cream eater there. The mouthfeel, very much a term.
Mouthfeel is a new, you've gotten that from like watching your food shows I have.
Hey, look who's here.
Hey.
Hey, Buzz is
it's
here.
Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, how are you?
Let me get up for you.
We're having ice cream.
Yeah, we're having ice cream. Say hi to Sean Greenwood from Ben and Jerry's.
Hi, Sean. Welcome.
Hello, Buzz. We got some products for you here. Come on in. And
what's that called
in.
Again, Sean?
We start with raspberry chocolate chunk.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Buzz is here, we can just continue on with more food.
All right. We're ready for the second flavor.
How about we'll switch it up and get away from the red berry here. We'll go to a vanilla blueberry graham.
Being from New England and being that the company is from New England. And I shouldn't talk with my mouth full.
No, I think you're fine.
But I'm going to ask you, the whole blueberry thing.
Shoot.
Where do you get your blueberries?
Usually Maine.
Is this a Maine blueberry product?
I will confess that I don't know where these exact blueberries come from.
All right, but I'll be able to tell you when I eat it.
Last time we were talking, I was telling you.
These come from Bar Harbor.
Are they tiny blueberries or large blueberries?
Maine usually does the smaller ones. Uh-huh. But they're,
he knows.
Wild. Well, they're wild.
Yeah.
We used to always get them by the truckload, you know?
Oh, my God.
Delicious.
Oh, Mike's going to follow you home.
See?
This is the one I was looking forward to.
That's it.
And this has got blueberries, and it's got graham cracker in it as well. Oh
yeah, so
God.
It's vanilla Greek frozen yogurt, blueberry Greek frozen yogurt, swirled together with a graham cracker swirl in there.
You guys are the best at incorporating solids into your ice cream, too.
Like the
graham
crunch.
Cracker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good.
You guys are so nice.
And that's the way I like it. I like them. They're the first ones that really did it right.
Mm-hmm.
Is putting the candy in the yogurt.
I was just talking to someone this week.
Briar's can kiss my
ass. saying chocolate chip cookie dough, Ben and Jerry's invented, 25 years ago, because a fan, just like a lot of our best players, Cherry Garcia, Chunky Monkey, Chubby Hubby, Cookie Dough, all suggestions from fans that we listen to them and you go, hey, to have those kind of fans, why not follow them?
Now, the recent one that I've loved is the Stephen Colbert, which and you just how do you get that? Do you reach out to celebrities and say, hey, just throw some things together that you might, or do you direct them in a certain way? How does that work?
Yeah, Colbert had a lot of input. Like he was saying, hey, I got to watch out for my image here. And when we said we want to do a flavor with fudge covered waffle cones, he's like, I never waffle. So we had to be real careful with that. But they've been great people to work with. And then just last year we brought out a flavor with Jimmy Fallon. So those guys have been going head to head on their shows, having these kind of great flavor battles, which has been just awesome and really funny.
But the Schwetti Balls being the number one, and what do you call it? A limited batch.
It was out for one quarter. We bring those, you know, these flavors, we bring them out just for 2 to 3 months.
How many pints How many pints does that represent? I'm sorry.
It's okay. That would be a very good question. You know, hundreds of thousands of kind of that one flavor flying off the shelves in this limited, like, 10, 12-week period.
And do they ever come back?
They do come back. So strawberry cheesecake ice cream that we have out was a limited batch one. And that one.
Sounds good.
Cheers.
How important is it to your business model to keep generating the new?
You got to do it. I mean, people want something new. The hard part is no one wants to give up anything, right?
Right.
So people go, what'd you do with my wavy gravy ice cream? And you go, well, it stopped selling. And instead of just leaving it on the shelf, you want to bring something new out so people can try it. So, you know, you don't want to upset anybody. We do have our flavor graveyard in Waterbury where we bury the deceased flavors. Like, so people can come up and pay their respects. There's one online, a virtual one. Then there's one at our tour facility in Waterbury. So there's actual headstones
and
stuff like that.
Your wavy graveyard?
Yeah. People go up and, you know, you go up, you see them like kneel down paying their respects.
We are with Sean Greenwood. He is from Ben & Jerry's. Their new Greek frozen yogurt, blueberry vanilla graham, strawberry shortcake, raspberry chocolate chunk, and banana peanut butter. And what's the new campaign called? Get the Dough Out. What is that about?
So we're, you know, the deal is Ben & Jerry's always trying to save the world. It's one of the things where, like, always, hey, businesses need to take a stand on issues. And so for us this year, our big push has been Get the Dough Out campaign at getthedoughout.org, which we say there's just too much business money in politics. And so we're asking people to take a pledge to try to help support that. You know, it's hopefully going eventually to reverse the Citizens United decision or amend that. But it's us trying to.
So this is to take the big money out of the campaigns.
Yeah, who needs more? And as a business, we're saying this. You know, we believe it. Like, there's still plenty of room for businesses to be able to speak up for what they believe in without being able to control elections.
That's pretty amazing.
And still, no ice cream spills in the Gulf or anything.
Then we're
going to
need
some backing.
I'm very
proud of you for that. Yeah.
Look at Buzz with his court outfit.
Today. I can't wait for the update.
All right, what's next?
Says
what's
guilty
in
all over?
In a moment, the results of that trial.
Strawberry shortcake is next.
Oh boy, this is just. Boy, this is fun.
Yes.
I can't think of a better way to start the week. Than,
Oscar's all in on the strawberry shortcake.
All right, here we go. Oh, and then the thing that's great is you can right away, I put the old spoon in and I already get a big chunk of strawberry shortcake. Feel free to talk. Anyway, I can't do all the talking for Christ's sake.
Did you ever?
We're eating.
It's amazing.
Hey, it is good. Yeah, it's really great.
I have a
strawberry is the best ice cream flavor. If you had to choose one,
I agree.
Fresh summer
and this is a very natural tasting strawberry.
Yeah. Very
There's
good.
A question I've never had the pleasure of talking to you, but I wanted to know what it takes.
Can't
to
believe you guys on the old Big O and Duke show never had this guy.
No, because it would go to you or the morning show. We were the midday show. No one cared about us. We had to book our own friends.
We ate all the ice cream
after breakfast. Who would do that?
Yeah, I was curious on how you even get into a career like this.
You just back that's into like a, it. We, the, you know,
it's like the, a dream job.
The word around the office is if you had to apply today, you'd never get the job. You
know,
wow.
All of us say the same thing. It's a great place. It's, you know, we make our mistakes and have our troubles too, but it's a great business trying to do good things. And you go home saying, I'm not just trying to push ice cream on people, but trying to be responsible.
You got a favorite place that you travel to? Because you do travel all the time. Do you have
a
favorite location?
I'm a hippie kind of guy. So I like Colorado. I like when we kind of go out and do kind of the big country stuff out there.
D.C. a good market for you though, right? Because you spent
a
lot of time down here.
Definitely.
A lot of fat people here.
There's a lot of progressive people in D.C., which we like. You know, people being active. All the stuff that we say in terms of taking a stand on stuff. The great thing is that we get kind of feedback from people down here. I was like, I might not agree with you, but I like that you're not just standing on the fence.
Did you start as assistant poobah, or I mean, what did you start?
I started
with?
Driving a truck around, like,
is that
in
what it was?
1988, and then started giving tours after that, and have been kind of yapping about the company, and now I just get paid to take credit for what people do.
Do you know Ben and Jerry?
Oh yeah,
who do you prefer?
Who's nicer?
You mean in the Greek fashion? Or the guys are great. We actually do, we try to go on motorcycle rides every spring.
Cool.
And so usually it's, you know, go jump on a Harley and take off. So I was just out in L.A. for work, and one of the guys that's part of our group is out there in L.A. So we just did a day ride at least up in Agoura Hills and along the Pacific Coast Highway. But so the guys do that kind of stuff. They're just great guys.
Yeah. And really they have been... out of the actual running of the company for a very long time.
Right? The company got acquired in 2000.
Right.
So there's still employees, still involved. The cool thing is, Jerry says, you know, we have no authority, we have no responsibility, and yet people keep listening to us. It's cool.
Now, are they involved when I see something like Get the Dough Out? Are those
That's
guys
the only
involved
stuff
with
they
that?
Care about,
That's
right?
what they're all
like
about.
If you,
right.
So Greek yogurt, the cool thing with our business model, we're using like Vermont Dairy in here that uses you know, this dairy products that don't have bovine growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we source things, there's like fair trade products in there. So just our business model, we try to do good things with that.
Right.
But if there's not a bigger push for social mission, Jerry and Ben go, yeah, go ahead, have fun, guys. When mm-hmm. you say, hey, now we want to do Get the Dough Out, they're like, great, you want me to go down and speak at the press club? You want me to go out on the road? I'm all yours. So mm-hmm. they're like these junkies for the social mission piece, and that's what they really care about, and that's what they focus
what
on.
What is so cool is he calls them Jerry and Ben.
Yeah.
Because Jerry he knows
Ben.
Them.
Yeah.
And we could never do that.
Right, I know. Yeah. I know. I'd be all giddy
today.
If I saw them like that. All right, last flavor. What do we got here?
Save the best for last.
All right.
This is the banana peanut butter.
Banana peanut butter. I am ready.
And this is, you know, you're not allowed to pick a favorite,
right.
but you've got a pretty
right. Just like
pretty
of my son and my daughter. My right daughter up. Is my favorite. can't say that, but I've given up on the boy.
The crazy thing is the way this, and it sounds really, really like a fat guy, but it feels like ice cream in your mouth. It doesn't feel like frozen yogurt.
The cool thing is when our research and development crew, we got like half dozen folks who put together flavors, and they said, how do you want, you know, do you want this zero calories, zero fat kind of stuff? We said, guys, make it taste good.
Yeah.
Make it taste like what Ben and Jerry's people would expect to have for a Greek
Start
yogurt.
There.
And so it's still a dessert,
yeah.
but it's got more protein. It's got less fat. They're all around 200 calories per serving. So you go, look, if that meets your kind of diet needs, it makes it so that mouthfeel, it tastes rich. It's a dessert. It's not that a lot of those yogurts get really soury,
yeah.
kind of like
sour,
you need to go brush your teeth when you're done eating them.
Too.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. They don't
so
freeze
smooth.
Good in this stuff. It,
God
it eats
almighty,
like ice cream.
This
so
is good.
That's our guys up in Vermont.
Delicious. Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy.
Nice.
But that and the other thing is with the Greek yogurt in there, it has that fresh tang. So it's not overly sour, but it has a little bit of that freshness, which with the banana works great. Pairing it with all the fruits.
It works good with fruit.
Perfect.
Are you sharing yours with Mark Ronan?
Yes, because you know I'm trying to get back in line. So I've had a no more than four bites.
That was very
of each.
Greek style the way you shared that with Mark Ronan.
I asked him to back right up. Help yourself.
Is it wrong that I want to make love to this cup?
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
So good.
Oscar's going to make some Bolivian yogurt.
You know, when we launched the.
I don't normally put banana and peanut butter together.
Elvis God, did. You must.
There it is. Mm.
This is one of the happiest combos of them all, and that's good peanut butter.
Elvis knew.
It's a great swirl in there. That's a great combination. That's my favorite.
The name of that flavor is?
That's like banana peanut butter swirl.
And as Oscar would ask, the price point. Is this price?
So it's all the same as the ice cream. So, you know,
how are your verdicts?
So I just picked it up at a, I shouldn't plug stores, but it was... the price was like $3.29 for a intro. Like usually our ice cream somewhere around $4 to $5.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But this was like, hey, try it for $3.29. I was like, good deal. So I packed up the freezer and bring them some back to Vermont.
Now we have Giant, Safeway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have Wegmans. We have Whole Foods.
Right. A lot of the Blooms are closing. Mm-hmm. I go to Mexican Shoppers.
But
Food
as far
Warehouse.
As if you're gonna find your, I mean, you obviously you can give a plug to your favorite grocery store. Where does one go if you're, you know, where is it a lock you're gonna have the most Ben and Jerry's
you
ice
know,
cream?
Safeway has a great
Safeway has
door.
A good selection.
I was gonna say spread. I'm trying to be good here. Mm-hmm. It's a great full door of Ben and Jerry's, and I think I hit the Harris Teeter last night for the
Harris Teeter.
Oh, nice.
I like Harris Teeter. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So wow, I can't get over the way it feels in your mouth. Hey, and you can isolate that.
Isolate that one
Please
and put
do
it on.
Don't they sell this at 7-Eleven as well?
Yeah, we're definitely convenience stores. We're out there too. Yep. That's
Are you doing it at the scoop shops?
Yep, we got them in the scoop. The scoop shops actually have just plain. They've got three of those four flavors we just tried. Plus, they have plain vanilla, so they can do like shakes and parfaits and all those. You know, use it to make up all kinds of other kind of fun stuff.
It is better than regular frozen yogurt. It truly is.
Well, it's better than most ice cream.
Yes,
it is.
I mean, I would. You know, Breyers can go get bent.
Oh,
because that stuff sucks.
Shot across the bow.
Well, Sean, I would urge you to take back to all of your friends in Vermont the fact that here we are, the little engine. That could much like the ice cream makers Ben and Jerry's back in the early days.
But sadly,
this is the early
days. Our show is full of the bovine growth hormone. It's dripping out of me.
We are indeed all the time. And yes. And, so let me see. The last time Sean stopped by, I was doing a radio show. Now it's a podcast. Next time I see Sean, it might be at a toll booth somewhere.
doing retail
should be a lot of fun. But Sean Greenwood from Ben and Jerry's, please good luck with your wonderful product here and the new campaign is called Get the Dough Out. That's getthedoughout.org if you want to do that. That's D-O-G-H. That's really, we believe in that. I think anybody that's an American believes in getting that big money out of politics. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And good luck with blueberry vanilla graham, strawberry shortcake, raspberry chocolate chunk, and banana peanut butter. Sean Greenwood from Ben
thank
and Jerry's
came
all the way out here to the Living Room Studios today.
Thank you,
you rock,
Sean.
Man.
What
that is good stuff. And with that, start the damn show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Next on a Keith Morrison special investigation. Real life crimes and stories of real people in bad situations.
Elroy Valentine was an ordinary man who went out one day to catch a bass. But instead, he caught a case of murder. It's the mystery of the chopped up guy. Police suspected a local drifter named Diego Pops. Tell me, what happened?
What can I say? I like to kill.
Kill like a comedian at the Apollo?
No, like murder. So I waited for Elroy, and when I saw him, I took a machete.
Oh, you gotta.
And I hacked him to death. And I'm the one who did it.
Yeah! Diego confessed, but let's ignore that. Because this is an hour show, so we've got to stretch this out. Tell me, did killing him get your rocks off?
No. You know, I'm not weird like that.
Not even a little?
Ah, what the heck, it got me off a little.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Dateline, I'm Keith Morrison.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 13 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide.
Did you get your rocks off?
You can call us if you have something at 718-506-1625. Our show is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat is on the way. Don't be left stranded by your old AC system. If you're really beginning to realize that we're going to have that dog day situation where it's going to be 98 degrees for
coming
12 days in a row,
after it snows,
call CB Lucas for all your air conditioning needs. If you need a new system, CB Lucas has 48 months same as cash financing. Let me tell you about CB Lucas. What they do is not only do they give you the best possible system and really balance it, because it's not just a question of putting an air conditioning system in your house and then saying, oh, turn it on. It's a question of going room to room,
right,
seeing where the air intakes are, seeing how the rooms balance out, especially in an old barn like this where they help me out. And the fact is, they will continue to keep the relationship going after you buy your new system. And that means spring and fall, he sends somebody out to tweak it for you
and
say, hey, how's it working? How's everything doing?
You need
that. And they're absolutely amazing. So if you need a new system, I recommend CB Lucas. 48 months, same as cash financing for TMOS listeners, or an instant rebate on qualifying Train systems. Train, of course, the best in the business.
You can't stop a Train.
Need a plumber? CB Lucas can take care of that, too. Well, welcome to the show. Whoa. What a weekend I had. Mm-hmm. My abusive spouse. That's how. And
really?
I'm not talking about Carla, folks.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Washington Capitals.
Oh, that abusive spouse.
Mike, they lose because they love you.
It is so similar to an abusive relationship, and I just keep coming back for more and more, and I'm so foolish. I'll tell you all about it. That really was the gist of my weekend, was dealing with the local hockey team.
You and your gist.
And also, Oscar's gotten back from San Diego.
Woo!
We're delighted to have
him. Fantastic
Welcome
appearance.
Back.
Good.
I hear about what happened with you. My carbon footprint. Had Jimmy Cerrito over yesterday to watch the hockey game, and cleaning up this morning after that, I realized that Carla and Jimmy and I, just the three of us, Jimmy's wife showed up later in the day, but she wasn't the real culprit as far as the carbon footprint. We just, I don't know how human beings can generate this much trash.
Trash, bottles.
I don't know how
anything
it's
recyclable.
Ice cream. It's
called alcoholism.
And I also want to ask a question. Another Facebook thing with you and Tab.
Okay.
What's with your Facebook pictures?
Uh-oh.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Here. We loved having Sean from Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
I want to talk to the bikers today. Politician, I'd like to see most in a scandal. I'll mention that. If we get to all of it, I'm sorry, I have a lot. Mondays usually mean, yes, I get two things out of 20 that I have to talk about. Maureen O'Brien, I just want to say, lick it. Thank
okay.
you very much. She's
and
a Facebooker who gave me a hard time when I said they love to F with their fans, but I said the whole word.
Oh.
And Maureen got all upset and started attacking me on Facebook and mentioned the fight I've had on her. And incidentally, the next person that does that, I'm going to eviscerate you. The next person that brings up what is now under the bridge, mm-hmm, the buzz situation.
And I better change my audio volume.
I am so done.
Don't worry, I'll go to
so
plan
done.
B, Mike.
I am so over that. And that's it. Frankie freaks out. But before we proceed, I didn't even know if we were going to have him here today,
right,
because he had a court date.
Look, it's Buzz.
You are back from a court, and is it a good thing that we're seeing you?
I can't stay. I have to report back at 3 to be jailed for contempt of court.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Now, how was share your experience. Tell us all about it, Buzz.
Well, I'd like to start at the beginning where the Rusty the bailiff, which in this case was a woman, comes out and says, no gum chewing. No gum chewing.
Were you chewing gum?
No, I wasn't. But, you know, that's one of the rules they start the day with.
I like
so
that.
Everybody in there, no gum chewing.
And incidentally,
so welcome to Manassas.
And that was apostrophe N?
Yes,
chewing.
Yes, yes.
Chewing.
That's,
I don't know. Did I say it off air on the air when I was talking about, you know, I have several friends of mine that are judges around here because this is the, you know, this is the judicial area of Manassas here,
right,
with the judicial center right over there. And one of the things that this judge said, the pet peeve, was that people really don't respect the dress code in court anymore.
Right,
and I'm saying you, now that you dress the way someone should dress when they're going to
court. Yes, I wish I could report that it were helpful.
Well, we didn't think that, you know, our court TV reporters didn't think you had a snowball's chance in hell.
And they were right, but I felt an obligation.
Oh, wait, we have tape.
Yeah, he, this court is now in session.
Well, that's him.
His Honor, Judge Pigmeat Martin Poseidon.
There were microphones in the courtroom?
Yeah. And this is we have Buzz's opening statement.
Here comes the judge.
He's the cone of swing. It's just about ready to do that thing.
Yeah.
I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line with this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Love. Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge.
Order in the courtroom. Here comes the judge.
I love it. All right, anyway.
So the day began.
Yes.
And I had to take notice of one case before me in which they were reading the statute number, like 182.01 or something like that. And it was a driving charge. It was a traffic infraction. But they looked up that particular number and found out it actually meant carting a dead body. So the illegal
simply paperwork errors,
and that wasn't the case at all.
Somebody actually
wrote down the wrong number and made it look like he had a body in his trunk, when really it was just a minor traffic.
At any time,
so that was amusing.
I always ask this question for anybody that goes to traffic court here in my backyard.
Your hood.
At any point, did anyone ever say culpable, no culpable?
No, but there was a lot of interpreting going on today, and I feel badly because there are a lot of drivers, believe it or not, who don't have licenses.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Did
and that's always a sad situation.
Did you bring your Venn diagram and all the visual aids?
No, I didn't bring any diagrams.
I don't understand how that could be. People wouldn't have driver's license. In Manassas.
It's unfortunate because they have jobs.
That doesn't make any sense.
They have babies on the way. And,
what it's called,
they need to drive.
They don't care.
It's called El Permito Operational.
Or they're not here illegally.
Wow.
Yeah, that could be it.
Wow. So was it crowded in the old... it's Monday. I'm sure it was a pretty crowded docket.
Well, it was, I'd say, medium. It wasn't crowded. But, you know, they had a full docket.
Yeah.
And because I had pleaded not guilty, they kept me for last. And so when it got down to, my turn, for my case, I was the only defendant left in the courtroom.
Really?
We were down to 3 or 4 cops.
That's creepy, like an abandoned amusement park.
And a prosecutor and a judge and his little helpers.
Can you describe
his
physically
little
helpers?
Were they like
Lil.
Can you describe physically the judge for me?
He looked like a judge.
White guy?
He was a white guy, medium build, and he seemed firm but fair. He seemed like a very
old, young.
My age, I would say.
Old.
Yeah.
So facial hair, no facial hair?
He had no facial hair, no.
Okay.
No, you know, a little graying. Like you'd like a judge to look and as you'd like him to sound. He sounded very businesslike and normal most of the time, but when he started conversing and asking questions, he went into that sort of Jesse Ventura thing. It's a, well, tell me more.
Well, you I know, don't understand.
Exactly.
Well, so how did it work there?
There were times
did he use a gavel?
No, he did not. Right. Modern courtroom.
So you said that you had come to a complete stop, but that there was a car in front of you that was over the line. Mm. So you were counting that complete stop as your complete stop.
Which legally it is.
They would make the point that you still have to come up again to where the line is and stop in back of the... Because otherwise, you could stop back at Liberia Avenue 2 miles before, and if you had come to a complete stop, you know what I mean? That's what people might say with that. How did the whole thing transpire?
I made the mistake of saying, I believe I came to a full and complete stop behind the white line.
So you didn't say I came to a complete stop?
I did not.
Oh, that's what you should have said.
Oh, why didn't you do that?
I amended it, but only because the judge pointed out that I had said I believe. The whole case hinged on me saying I believe.
Really?
So in the end, no evidence was presented.
It was your fault
on either side.
That's painful.
Your fault about the ruling.
Yeah.
I just like to say it was your fault so I can get a reaction out of Buzz.
Yeah, well, that's not working.
Because immediately he goes like this.
Huh?
What?
Well, I wasn't sure to what you were referring. Well, a lot of things are
English,
my fault.
Oscar will tell you this. Oscar is a very tricky language with lots of nuances.
You got to be firm there.
You got to tell him without a rule.
Yeah, you can't be, you can't be kindly old Buzz in the courtroom. You have to say, stopped, you sons of bitches.
That was my mistake.
You're out of order. The whole trial's out of order.
Because I was trying to be careful not to be insulting or to, accuse the cop of lying. I didn't want to do that. I used the words I believe, and that was the downfall. In the end, I was convicted based on evidence and not beyond a reasonable doubt. There was reasonable doubt. I was convicted anyway. I could have appealed. I decided not to.
Oh, how tough was that decision?
Very tough, because I don't like to be wrongly accused.
What did they say about I believe?
They said the judge said that indicates to me that you are not certain.
Hmm. What did you say to that?
And I said I did come to a full and complete stop. And he said you've only amended that because I pointed out that you said I believe. Aww. A little like Alice in Wonderland there.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got rolled.
Yeah, I did. I did. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing.
And you know what's the worst thing about it is that the judge pointed out how you could have fixed it, but then wouldn't let you fix it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh yeah.
What did the officer say?
The officer took notes that day and was able to quote back to the judge a number of things I'd said to her.
Tell us about that.
She said, I hope you have fun with your fundraiser, which is true. I did say that. She said I used the word extortion. I don't recall using the word extortion.
That's a buzzword.
I don't believe he said that.
Right.
Exactly. And she pointed out that I did shout to an officer as I was pulling away, "Nice police work!"
Mm-hmm.
Which I
remember that.
A lot of this stuff has already been reported on this broadcast.
That's right. weeks ago.
You were very honest.
Yeah, I copped to that. Yeah.
Now, would you say to someone else, you really don't do that? Because it can,
and normally,
obviously,
I don't.
They brought it into
that
court
is the
with them.
First and only time I've ever backtalked an officer. Mm-hmm. And, again, it wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been a bogus charge.
Right.
But I was mad because it was a bogus charge.
Do you think that had an effect on the judge?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Which it shouldn't have because it didn't have anything to do with whether or not I had stopped behind that broad white line.
Yeah, but it does because, they don't want to be effed with.
The charge.
But it shows
the charge is not effing
the
with them.
Yeah, but the law isn't perfect. We're all human.
Yeah. No, the law is not perfect.
Did
you
mention that you were something of a famous radio personality?
You didn't
associate yourself with me, did you?
Yes, I said Mike O'Mara said I should plead not guilty.
No.
Radio's Mike O'Mara. Advised.
I said no such thing.
So what did you get? What was your sentence?
To pay the fine.
How much was the fine?
$30. But
that's it?
But wait. Then there are the court costs.
Oh.
So I wrote a check for $96.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I've written bigger checks than that, and that's when I win.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, and I saw that too happen.
So if you're gonna give anybody any advice,
avoid Manassas at all costs.
Oh, don't slam Manassas.
I'll leave it there.
Oh my god.
No, but you would
you gotta let it go, Buzz.
You wouldn't, if you had to do it again, you wouldn't have lipped off to the officers, right? Because obviously they brought that to court.
Yeah, if I can't say what I would do again. If I'm innocent, I'm likely to say something.
You know what I've learned is be definitive, even if you're lying.
You're right.
I mean, seriously,
you are absolutely
so
right.
And you know what? We saw some of it in the Zimmerman testimony over the weekend. I'm fairly certain I said I was sorry. Well, that's no good.
I think if a guy takes a day off work, as I thought I was doing, and puts on a little monkey suit and goes to court and behaves respectfully in court, and doesn't show any attitude in court. That ought to be worth something. If the guy says he's not guilty, I think that ought to be considered.
I would say definitively that it probably would have been something if the cop hadn't taken notes about what you said the day you got pulled
over. I don't know that was the tipping point. You know, I think the judge just said, hey, he had a bad day.
Yeah, but you have to admit that if there was no toot involved and they had nothing to stack the deck against you, you'd have a better chance. You would have a better chance.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think the officer would have been less determined to prosecute. Yeah.
You had just paid the ticket,
be safe to say that you were wrong for shouting at the officers?
I don't think it would be safe to say that.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe that? Now, if you had just paid the ticket when you had been issued the ticket, it would have just been $30.
I think so, yeah. As I understand I think so. Yeah.
That's
so was the $60 worth going there in 60s?
I think when you're innocent, you have an obligation to go to court and fight the charges, which is what I did.
Yeah. But you're not innocent. You were proven in a court of law.
By a court of law, you're guilty.
By one of his peers.
You have to accept the decision.
The court said the rule that I was guilty. Yes.
No, but and that means like in any court situation, you are guilty, Buzz.
Yeah, I understand that. In a court situation, I am.
So
I did stop behind.
In the eyes of the law,
line.
You are though.
Yeah.
On your driving record from this point forward,
justice is blind.
But certainly not. Certainly not in the eyes of this room.
And so is this officer.
No, we all
say her name.
We all believe that Buzz is not guilty.
That's right.
Yes.
When I send my check when I got pulled over, I have to say I'm not guilty, but I'm paying this.
Right.
And that's okay.
Isn't that nolo contendere? Seriously, there's something that says
that's a third plea. Nolo contendere just means no contest. Right. You can plead innocent or guilty or nolo contendere.
I don't care how minor the violation is. Mm-hmm. I am filled with anxiety when I get into that situation. Mm. I don't care what it is.
You would pay the 96 just to not show up.
I've been there. I've fought. Well, I had to one time because I was driving so fast that I actually had to, according to the officer, that I had to go to court.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the worst when you have to be there.
Sometimes court appearances result in a night in jail.
That's true.
Which I know.
This is true. Yeah.
And they take your shoelaces.
Yes. Were you filled with anxiety when you went into the courtroom?
I wasn't. I was relaxed and confident. I knew there was a chance that I could lose this case. But
how did you feel when they brought up the commentary? Did you kind of go, oh my god? Nah. Were you surprised at that?
No, not at all. I figured, I made an impression that day.
You really did.
Yeah, I did.
So I remember when you came in.
I wasn't
surprised,
but I don't see I don't see the relevance of that because it was after the fact. I was respectful to the officer up until after.
But it's a character thing that they're looking at.
You should have called us as character witnesses.
Oh, yeah, I'd be golden then.
I played ping pong and ding dang with this man.
But also
he's
now.
You got to have in your corner.
The only thing is if they see you again now, you got to mind your P's and Q's because they'll be looking for you.
You got your reputation precedes you.
I'll be looking for them.
Yeah, I wish you had called me because I did have a piece of advice to
offer. He'll never.
He's not going
to
do it.
He'll never cop to it.
No.
Yeah. He'll never, ever cop to it.
You won't give me copper.
You are stubborn. You are stubborn in that.
Could you imagine?
We agree that sometimes people are wrongly convicted?
Sure. Well, the conviction as far as the thing, but what you're not copping to is you're dead wrong about yelling at the officers.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't have.
Because
but I can't say I wouldn't
do
it again.
Not because they might have been out of line, but just because that's just, that unfortunately, that old
it's
you
not
can't
a smart,
fight City Hall.
It's not a smart thing
that
do.
Applies.
I was so outraged at being ticketed for something I didn't do that, I let it go. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have.
So there used to be a show when we were all younger called A Current Affair.
Yes. Remember it well.
Yes. I remember when I was a grown-up.
Ka-ching.
Mari Povich.
Could you imagine Buzz with a camera, A Current Affair, and set up on that corner of that stop sign should be a yield.
Yeah.
Interviewing people. Yeah.
And by the way, I thought I thought the case was, I got my hopes up because as the case began, the judge began questioning the officer, you've been an officer since such and such, and, you know, getting all the basics in into the record. And he said, this is the intersection that for many years had a yield sign, and for many years before that had no sign at all, and now there's a stop sign there. Is that the one we're talking about?
Wow.
And I'm thinking, he gets it. No, it didn't work out. No. And really, honestly, I think we were already headed for a conviction before the officer got to the part about my comments, but they certainly didn't help.
Well, next time, just remember to wear shoes that are slip-on so they don't have to take your laces away when they lock you up.
Last question. Do you really think that the I believe thing screwed you? I mean, if you had said definitively, I stopped.
Yeah.
Really?
If I had spoken more definitively and been less concerned about the officer's feelings, I probably would have beaten it.
I bet that judge does that all the time. I bet that's his thing. I bet he likes to listen.
Semantics.
Yeah, I bet he lives for that.
But that's what the law is semantics.
I know.
Judge Down. Judge Mark Down.
Did he have
his eyebrow up like this?
Yes. He's funny.
Buzz, I'll find you guilty. Did you really say that to the officer?
No, he was a good judge.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. Want to get an update on Mr. Santana and see how his meet and greet went. And then I'll tell you all about Hockey Weekend with Jimmy Cerrito right after this. Our second segment is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page for your home and workplace. It powers the show when you buy your stuff through the Amazon link on our website. The banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Do that for us. Takes you directly to your account and we get the credit. You save money and support the show when you shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we appreciate that. And really, you're doing great. Are they doing great? They're doing gangbusters?
Things are going pretty well this month, but we could always use a little bit more.
Got a little Mother's Day action coming up. You know, it's the birthday season. It's prom season.
That's right.
It's graduation season.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a daughter going to prom this weekend?
I did. She looked lovely.
That's great.
She looked beautiful. And the kids were, you know, terrific. I didn't have them with me this weekend, so my prime directive to Catherine and Elizabeth were, call your grandmother, call your Nana. It's her birthday.
Right.
92, round of
applause. Yeah. Hey, Mary. Happy birthday.
And also, the other thing I was going to, you know, we should give her a call. Yeah. We should give her a call. I wish I had the number with me.
She's on pins and needles waiting to hear Buzz's verdict.
Let's do that tomorrow. We'll call her belated happy birthday, because I called her yesterday, and she said that I had my friend Elizabeth over, and your daughters called me, and when I got done with the phone call, I turned away, and I burst into tears in front of Elizabeth. I said, why, Mom? I said, why? It was a birthday call.
Because they were rude?
It's the first time... Because they were rude.
Okay.
It's the first time they had ever called me when you weren't there.
Oh.
And it's true. I always put them on the phone, and they did it. And I said, make sure you call your Nana. And they're getting to the age now where you tell them once and they don't forget.
Right.
And they do stuff like that. And then she sent me the pictures of her prom. And they do a prom thing where they have the prom till midnight. And then they have after prom at the same school. And that goes till 5 a.m.
Yeah, they wanted to. That actually started when I was
pretty
in high
good
school because they wanted to keep the kids together and supervised.
And
they want to let them party all night. Right. They just want to keep an eye on them.
Not a bad idea. Wink, wink, wink. You're one of the younger guys here. Did you have that type of thing when you had prom? Where they do it in one location?
But I bet he was a little too cool to go to the
prom. The prom during my era was come back to somebody's house. In my case, it was my house, where my mom made breakfast for everybody.
Then
we got done with that, and we were off to the beach the next day. It was
East Beach
in Rhode Island.
After Oscar's prom, they went to the cockfights.
We would go. You get like a good 45 to an hour, an appearance at the after prom.
Right.
And then you go to the hotel party. And that's what happened.
The private hotel party.
That's right. Mm.
I don't really want to hear about it.
Of course not.
I'm too close to the source.
I don't want
It'll
to talk
make
about
my
it.
Flesh crawl. It'll Holiday. Make my flesh crawl.
Holiday Inn.
I'm sure that doesn't happen anymore.
That's when the rubber meets the road.
So to speak.
The theme of Oscar's prom, I think mine was Enchantment Under the Sea. Oscar's theme was bottle service.
She had a great time at her prom, and I spoke to her bright and early on Sunday morning. And she was wiped
Hello,
out. She was completely out of it. But it was a good weekend with the girls.
Good.
You had a big weekend in San Diego.
No, it's your dad. What the hell? I'm sorry.
Hello, Dad.
I called Nana. Now shut up.
I'm all right. That really should have been me after Monday. After Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Because I did the whole thing where I watched the hockey game over at Jimmy's, and then Jimmy came over to my house yesterday. Great. He is the Uber guest.
Yeah.
But any, you know, I'd had a few adult beverages on Saturday
Can
watching the game.
Can you bring a case of booze?
The thing is, he comes into the house, and I am, you know, we didn't have a particularly late night because it was we were home relatively early.
Sure.
But we had a festive afternoon, and that's just as good
it builds,
to me.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, I slept till like 10 o'clock in the morning. I was banged up. And, you know, you wake up the next morning, and you say to yourself, that's it, you know. Gonna enjoy, you know, ice water all day long, yep. And that's it. And then
that's
Jimmy
right after
arrives.
You go,
yeah, no. And Jimmy yeah. arrives like by 3 o'clock, and it's completely out the window.
Yeah, that's right.
Within a half an hour,
because he's the party.
He is the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he comes walking. I said, "What is this?" He says, "It's cake flavored vodka."
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah. It's like yeah. I'm done.
It's always got the flavors.
Yeah. Real brings, good. He brings
three olives.
I think he goes into the Jimmy's magical liquor cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he brings stuff. You know, that you know from me. He's like, "This is moose caca."
He's the Ben or Jerry of booze.
He truly is.
That's right.
You know, and then I'm sitting there going to the third period, and I'm saying things like, "Caps are going to win a game, and it's going around time." You know, and then by the time Mo arrived, his wife, it's like the overtime period, and really, I'm going F. Hi, Mo. Thanks for coming over. I appreciate that.
Wow.
You two had a festive weekend out in San Diego.
Nah, my first time there, and I know why people don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Beautiful city.
Overcast weekend.
Oh.
The worst weekend of the year. Your
really?
Yes.
They only have like 4 bad hours of weather
that's
a year.
True.
I found them.
Good for you.
Oh, that sucks.
Nice
no,
timing.
But that didn't. That didn't matter. It's the people. The people.
Someone's calling.
The people's who.
It's Jimmy's got a new flavor.
Really blew
my
me away.
Probation officer.
I got a chance to meet Shannon's family, her brother. I got to tell you, the biggest relief is meeting someone in a family that you know you could hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is
and
good.
They're kind people, and he couldn't have been kinder.
Did he have any lozenges?
He might have had some lozenges.
Is this the phone that's on the cycle of ringing 11 times? Is that what it is
yes,
right
it
now?
Is.
I don't. This is the third year. Could you just turn it off for the hour
I'm
going to
turn it off for the hour
Please.
Of the show.
We're going
I know,
year three.
Especially when it's like your segment. It's your yeah. segment.
That was
you know.
Always happens when we're even doing the show.
I think
know.
We want to save that for out for year five.
RJ, go get the phone. I want to see who called. Because it'll be an 800 number.
This was a real
yeah,
radio
probably.
Station.
It'll be an 800
Somebody
number.
Would have just silenced the phone for an hour.
I
Unless
know.
It was KCJJ.
I know. I know.
That is true.
All right. Thanks for yelling at me about my phone. Go ahead, day off with pay.
Just.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Continue.
I'm
yes.
here today.
I know. Thank God. Oh, well,
are you?
Thank you. Thank you for coming in on Monday.
The win
I appreciate
column.
It. All right.
The people that I met at the meet and greet were they could have been nicer. One guy actually threw me off at first because I thought I was in trouble. Because as you will tell, Mike, he came to the parents with a cat shirt on.
Uh-oh. Oh, from oh. Cat 2012.
Nice.
Cat one of Rob's people.
That's a great t-shirt.
That immediately identifies the guy as one of Rob's people.
Mm-hmm. I said, "Are you a Rob mobber?" And the guy said, "No, I'm just really into cat." And then he started he went into a diatribe of how much he loves the show. And what you also get to realize is that people listen, much like we think they listen, on demand. Like
right.
when yeah. they want to or how they can find
right
the
up.
Program.
One of the things that's tough is the way we lay this show out is like a radio show where we do real time and we do the issues of the day.
Fresh
and the topics
daily.
Of the today. Right. And sometimes I'll get an email about something that happened 3 or 4 days ago and
what?
It takes me off because people
yeah.
will listen at their convenience.
Yes. Me.
That's the way they do it.
There was roughly 20 people that showed up with their friends.
Hey,
a couple people drove down from Riverside, California.
Wow.
Another couple drove down from Los Angeles. Which is very, very cool.
Right.
San Diego overall, I thought was much larger, but it's just, I think it's just, there's so much water around you, it just feels like it's so much bigger.
Yeah. I found it difficult to negotiate, even with Jimmy, the intern, driving us around. I've always found San Diego to be impossible to drive around.
You need a good
around.
Negotiator.
You know
like
what
Mark.
It is?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. There's a lot
there.
Of one ways, much like Baltimore.
A lot of private neighborhoods.
A lot of private neighborhoods. And then right. there's also the highway system there is nothing like it is on the East Coast.
Right.
Right.
Like you could go over a hill and then you see like 10 levels of highway. You're like,
right.
which way should I go?
The eight
I don't
the
know.
Five, yeah.
No zoning and no planning. That's
I
why.
Stayed at, we had a friend. That we met in Pittsburgh. Her name was Sarita. She worked for Kimpton Hotel.
Yeah. Sarita!
You remember her?
Yes.
And I remember hitting her up because I was looking online about the hotels out there. I stayed at the Solamar Kimpton Hotel.
Very good.
She was kind enough to give me her friends and family rate that I will extend to all of you because she was
She's been very generous with her offers, and we really appreciate that.
And the hotel couldn't have been nicer. And the time out there could have been nicer. One thing that stood out. Yeah. One is that people say they never hear the motorcycles. They never hear the cars. Mm-hmm. They didn't hear the banging of the hammer outside.
They don't hear the outside.
The setup that we have here on the show, they can't hear anything that we hear except for our voices. It's amazing what RJ and Rob have done.
Like the phone that we were just referencing, in all probability, no one could hear that because we could hardly hear it, and that means no one can hear
that's
it.
That's all RJ.
Air.
All I did when we set up the studio is I stared at the board for 20 minutes. I said, can we call RJ?
Yeah.
But, so I'll take credit for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And they said they will sit there and they'll start laughing, and they want to call the show and say, we can't hear anything.
So I've got to ignore, like when I hear a loud engine rumbling, outside, yeah. or I hear the dog going nuts, I got to stop that.
I thought they were lying about the hammer because the jackhammer was right outside.
Yeah, and also, it was comical, the timing last week. Every time we stopped talking, the banging would stop.
That's really why we could not have planned that.
Right. But the compressors do their job.
They say they can't.
I asked him about that. I said, you know, it was funny because we were making fun of you because you were, every time you would hammer, we'd start talking. And then when we'd stop to listen to you hammer, you would stop hammering. And he looked at me and he said, you like porch?
So the other thing I learned was the people that live out there, they live such a healthier, carefree life.
Yes.
I was walking across the street not four or five times, and a car was coming at us, and people just started walking. I said, don't you see that car? I said, he will stop. And
his skin is stopped, man. You know, Saturday Night Live, as much as I slam Saturday Night Live, they did a bit called The Californians.
Oh, no, I know.
Which is, as far as a new routine, probably the best home run I have seen.
Was it this week?
It was the week before. Okay. It was the same week that they did the Game of Thrones promo.
Oh.
And it was
what
so...
What was it?
You would think that California accents would be, you know, very much 1980s humor.
Yeah.
But they did it. Who's the guy that plays Obama? I'm trying to think of the actor that plays President Obama.
I really don't even know his name.
Does anybody watch?
I'll think of it.
Five guys in a room, one brain. All right. So anyway,
it's Saturday Night Live.
No, but everybody knows this guy. I want to give him his props with that.
Isn't
he's
it
the
Frank
guy.
Something.
Five guys.
I'll find it.
Six. Six guys. Did you? I generically mentioned five people. Did you feel slighted?
Yeah.
Did you feel slighted with that?
But I don't have the answer.
You
just got all the love about the studio.
It was primarily the guy that plays Obama and Kristen Wiig doing the California accent, and they overdid it so much that they cracked each other up, and it was almost that old feeling of. Yeah. Carol Burnett, when they used to crack each other
up. And there is a time when I think when they laugh on Saturday Night Live, it almost looks forced.
It looks like it might be fun. This looked maybe like it might be a little phony, but California accents are kind of, that's right, we're going to get over here and have this type of thing.
It's Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen.
People were so nice, and we went to dinner with a couple. And they just were they were enjoying life.
Right.
And
laid back.
Yeah. And he's like one of the guys is like, dude, I'm so San Diego, I cut my own shorts. Like, so he had frayed shorts. He didn't like that it looked so neat and cut and like well put together stitch. He cut his own shorts. I looked down under the table and they were all frayed up.
San Diego, I get the impression that San Diego, you know, you've got Northern California, and God knows we've got a lot of listeners up in Northern California.
It's the best.
But that's Modesto. But it's not even California.
No, that might
you know
well
what
be,
I mean?
That might as well be Oregon.
It's very odd. It's a land unto itself.
Yeah,
you mosey on just a teeny, teeny little bit south down into the San Francisco Bay Area, and that's kind of a blissful land unto itself as well.
I don't know how you left, Buzz. I don't know how you go there and spend some long-term time there.
Move into the L.A. area, and of course, L.A. is the shark pit.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
That's
a very, very, you know, the culture of Hollywood. Yeah. Very, very difficult. Land of valet parking. San Diego, another culture unto itself, where I think that they're really not all that plugged into any part of, Los Angeles, San Francisco, or Sacramento. They love their little world down there.
We were right next to Petco Field. How long is the longest fireworks display you've ever seen, you think, at
about
a ball game?
18 feet?
No. I mean, time-wise.
Oh, maybe like 20 minutes?
I'm thinking 20, 25 minutes time.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Like 40 minutes.
40 minutes of fireworks?
On a losing game. 40 minutes of fireworks.
So did you go?
They were shooting them at the coach.
No, you could see the ball field from the hotel.
Did you go to the game?
No, we couldn't. We had all these dinner plans.
So you, they had a live Padres game out there going on?
You could see the players from the hotel, and then all of a sudden, like, they were bombing the city right next to the hotel.
Right.
The 40-minute display. Just when you think it's over, it keeps going. It's
so
amazing.
You had 20 people show up.
20 people.
That's great.
Did you buy drinks for all 20 of them?
I bought some drinks, and then I had to go to dinner. Oh, you guys, the Crab Hut in San Diego.
The Crab Hut.
Is that a brothel?
No, they bring you...
It's a clinic.
They bring you bags of seafood, and they bring you different spice levels, and it is amazing.
Really? Sounds great.
I don't know. I know how foodies can become... Like, people can become foodies.
Did you take Shannon to the Crab Hut?
Yes. Crab legs the size of a baby's arm.
Because the problem is, when you eat spice-ass food, sometimes you're left with less than pleasant breath.
And if you've got further social events to attend, you might want to freshen that breath up with a particular candy.
But what candy be good.
I can't think of it right now. It seems to be escaping me.
Is it a round candy?
It's a round candy.
I think I've got it.
What is it?
Lifesavers.
That's a great candy.
But what flavor?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor. Thank you
very
much.
You caught me off guard that time.
They were doing that bit at the event.
Uh-huh.
They love it. That's why
we give it to them.
And then, what they want, right?
Let us take a break. You come back and wrap this up. And then we'll have a little more fun, and then we'll get to Rob's audio bomb. We'll do all the stuff we're supposed to do. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. We are delighted to have each and every one of you with us. And we want to thank Sean Greenwood, rather, from Ben & Jerry's, for coming by and bringing us all the delicious flavors of their new frozen Greek yogurt. Back to wrapping things up with Mr. Oscar Santana, and you had your wonderful trip to San Diego.
Yes, and I think there's like two different little cultures there. One is that culture in downtown San Diego, and then there's another culture at Pacific Beach.
The beach, yeah.
And there's another beach right next to it. It starts with an M.
Ocean Beach and Mission Beach.
Mission Beach,
yes. Ocean Beach and Pacific Beach.
Pacific Beach, it's like what you think about, what you see on TV. Okay. Like, just having a good time, enjoying themselves.
Beverly Hills 90210.
No, not even like that. It's like more like beach cottages. Like small, like
I forgot to mention, boys, our segment brought to you by MC Ginsburg.
Ginsburg.
One-of-a-kind art and jewelry. You forge the idea. They forge the materials. Don't buy mass-produced stuff. Contact MC Ginsburg for him, her, it, or you. MCGinsburg.com. Click their ad on our page. MC Ginsburg, build your imagination. Go ahead.
He made me
Oscar.
A sterling silver crab claw the size of a baby's arm.
That's right. What's the name of this? Because it sounds so touristy, that restaurant you were talking about.
The Crab Hut.
The Crab Hut.
Yes. And it's not. It's nothing like Joe. Is it Joe's Crab Shack?
Right. Yeah, that's a chain around here.
Boo.
Yeah, I don't like that place.
So when
me
I
neither.
Unless, of course, they sponsor us.
What I prefer, I tend to prefer a hut. 9 times out of 10.
You'd rather have a hut than a shack?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't look.
I like Dick's. Have you ever been to Dick's where they give you the big tall hat?
No, I never have.
Have you ever seen that? They got those places down in Myrtle Beach where they give you a big tall hat and they write something derogatory.
But is it a hut?
No,
you see, what I want's a hut.
It's just the hat.
Yeah. There's no shtick at this place. It's just amazing
just
food.
Food.
So different levels of spice.
Yeah, and there's the seafood that you have out there is clearly better than anywhere you would have. Yeah. Clearly, I think even out here, because you got the Pacific.
I'd love to talk about seafood, but what I'm more interested in is during your weekend with that family, your beloved's family, did you at any point blackout?
No.
You behaved yourself?
Oh, very nice.
Even at the meet and greet, you behaved. That's very difficult for you to
do. Yes, and I invited listeners in a semi-sober fashion back to my hotel because I felt like we were cutting the evening short after a couple hours.
Right.
So I said, look, if you're willing to come downtown to the hotel bar, there's a pool, there's everything there, we can just hang out there.
You're a better man than I. If I had 20, I do it by increments. If I get 20 to 30, I'm an hour and a half. Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming. Thanks for sweat. I get more than 40, I'm going to hang. You know, I'm going to make it. I get 50 or more, I might be there till closing.
This is the magical effect of a man in love.
Yes.
He kept it in control, which is not something you do.
You had to be happy with a turnout because you were not expecting that good a turnout,
this
right?
This guy, when I walked in.
I was.
Really?
I was expecting more. I'm very disappointed.
Oh, really?
Me too.
Very, very. No, Marcus,
I am too.
He was thinking one or two.
Frankly, I'm disappointed in today's show.
I know. Me too. Well, I always am.
Yeah, I know.
When I got
the ice cream was good.
When I got there, I thought there was nobody there. because it was a bigger place than I thought. And then out of the blue, some guy walked up to me, and he was very kind. His name was Yule. And he said...
Well, hello.
Moses, who is this Moses?
He couldn't have been kinder.
Are you Moses? Are you going to part the sea?
Okay, that's such an old joke.
Well put together guy, had the Bluetooth, and was like...
Can I interest you in a cockpit?
He said, Oscar Santana? I said, yes. And then finally, like, I think more people got the confidence to come up, and then we took a section of the bar up.
Why did you pick Moondoggies? Was that the family's recommendation?
No, it's because that's what people on Facebook said.
They said, go there.
And I wanted to see the
like
beach.
Like the porthole in Portland, Maine is where people are leaning towards us going.
I've heard that, too.
The porthole is here.
Ah, hello, Moses. I will be your...
Was Yule a listener?
Yes.
Did he have one earring?
No.
Ballman. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm glad to be with you. Would you like the Westworld Yule, or would you like the King and I Yule, or would you like the Pharaoh of Egypt Yule? Moses, welcome to the Oscar Santana meet and greet.
I have tape of Oscar with Yule, actually.
Okay, here's Yule and Oscar.
Here it comes. Nat sound, of course.
You're Dathan, the Hebrew overseer. Back at the master builder, he has told me that I can rely on you.
Yule.
And I'm warmed by his favor.
That's Oscar. No,
there you go. That was Oscar talking to Yule.
Oscar. So, it was a good weekend?
It was great. I got one talking to, and it wasn't from the family members. Right. And by the talking to, I mean the talking to when someone comes to you and says, don't ever hurt my friend, and I hope you're a good guy.
Right.
It was from... and. I got to meet a lot of Shannon's girlfriends as well.
Okay.
And one of her girlfriends is very sweet and very nice. Her name's Jennifer. And out of, like, literally, we were having a nice conversation. Out of the blue, she says, I hope you're not a douchebag. And then, like, kind of, like...
Keep hoping.
...wavered over to me.
Had she had cocktails?
She might have had two drinks.
Yeah, well, someone would have two drinks. Yeah. That's all it takes.
Yeah, and then...
Hey, thanks for the filter, biatch.
I hope... hey.
Sorry.
I hope... You're not a douchebag. That's what I hope. Have you met Yule?
Don't be a douchebag to my best girlfriend.
You think you're coming in here from all across the nation and gonna douchebag?
I don't know. I don't know, but I've heard that a lot of guys in D.C. are... douchebags.
Yeah, it was.
I wish it was like that, but she was just, I guess, being a friend. And at that point, I said, "Would you like a shot?" And then went straight to shots.
Let me stop you right there.
Yes,
I know you're in love.
Yes, I am.
But I need to get my old Oscar back a little bit. Okay,
okay, what's up?
You just got to say she was just being a friend. No. You know that she's not being a friend. She's not. That's not acceptable. That is behavior before you got hit by the Cupid arrow that you would not accept in a woman. You would accept it at the moment. Then you would come back here with your pals and you would say, "What the f is she all about?" You know, that's you're not a douchebag. Well, you know, I would look at it. I would stand up in the. You know, we all accept that when we're there, but then we're away from it. We stand up and go, "Stop, young bitch." That is unacceptable. You cannot say that. Just because you're cute and have a tight ass doesn't mean you can just randomly throw that out there.
And then she says, why is he acting like that? Such a douchebag.
But I'm sure she was looking out for her friend.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Now, are you done with the whole family tour?
The tour?
Because I feel like every time you have an event with her, it's to meet the family.
Yeah, I've met everybody.
Okay, good.
I'm done. I actually said when we come back, I'd like to do like. And Shannon was right. I felt like it was too short a trip to go out there, but mission accomplished.
I thought it was.
I got to meet. I got to meet her brother.
She's coming back here, right?
She's moving back here, yes.
She's moving. Oh, that's nice. That's wonderful. Yes.
Congratulations on that.
That's wonderful.
That's why I can't say, you young bitch.
Oh, I know. This is her friend. But is the friend staying out on the West Coast?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, the bars
then,
are better.
When I go to attempt the animal, the sound effect that best describes the friend, with you just tell me.
Oh, no.
No? Not at all? Okay, so she was she pretty?
Yeah, tall drink of water.
Oh, really? Very, very nice and pretty. All right.
And the women out there, by the way, my friends that have been out there, and you have as well, have told me that the women out there are just phenomenal.
Yeah. Did you see any homeless people when you were out there?
One guy, but they're lazy homeless people.
Well, that's there. I was warned that in San Diego, that seems to be a depository because of the climate.
Weather,
for many homeless people.
I walked by, and then we went into the hotel. Three blocks later, she goes, 3 blocks ago, did you see that homeless lady with the dog? And I'm like, no. I was like, did she say anything? And I was just a jerk and I didn't realize. She goes, no. I was like, well, she's got to be proactive if she wants anything. Yeah. Hello.
You didn't even notice her. Yes. She's not doing her job.
You should have bought her a drink.
And another note, that airport.
And oh, that we had warned you.
And that approach.
Yeah, when you were landing,
yes,
was it in your mind what I had talked to you about?
Yeah, because you told me something.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have probably been in La La Land and said, oh, look at those buildings.
Right.
Why does it seem like we're landing right in the middle of the city? but as it you, does. I was driving to Moondoggies in the cab, I saw why we were driving right into the middle. That's what you do.
You watch the landing.
I got the skinny on the airport.
Okay.
One of the top 10 most dangerous approaches in the world.
It is.
It's, I think, ranked number 7 currently, if they updated that. As of last year, it was 7.
Right.
And then they don't let rookie pilots have that route whatsoever, at least until they have 2 to 3 years under their belt.
Right.
Because
really?
It's so dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Wow. It's very tight. Yeah. And I had an airport hotel. We stayed at a hotel literally within a mile of the airport. And I had a balcony. And I spent my whole – it was just delightful watching the Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of Southwest.
You with your laser pointer.
There, with my laser pointer.
There was a crash there about 25 years ago. And you know that there are channel you can listen to on United and other airlines where you can listen to the pilot and the tower.
Channel 1.
Well, United was the first to launch that. And they launched it with video. They had a camera in the cockpit with the with the captain, and the people on the flight that went down there saw their demise through the pilot's camera. So that was the end of the camera program. But that's the airport where it happened because it is dangerous.
Two planes collided in midair.
That's scary.
T-bone. That was the accident. This is what's also great. How about a cabbie that he's like, have you ever been here? No. And he says, let me tell you something about San Diego.
Oh, nice.
And broke down. He was an encyclopedia.
I love a good cab driver.
And he said, if I'm talking too much, let me know. I just wanted to let people know about how great the city is.
So scale of 1 to 10, what do you give the city of San Diego?
A 10.
A 10?
Wow.
On a gloomy day.
I agree.
Wow. It's like Arizona with an ocean around.
Right.
A 10.
Maybe we can move out there, do the show out there.
Did you like the weather?
Should be fun. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Robin's Magic Audio Vault to wrap things up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to TMOS.
If you got a problem,
I like the Elvis version better than the original.
No news today because Buzz was prepping for his court case.
Yes.
But he's here, and he lost.
Yes.
So
because I fought the law, but the law won.
No, he lost because of what he said.
Yes.
Yeah. Not only what he said on the day of the arrest.
Right.
And let's call it that.
Right.
The arrest. But also the fact that he believed that he was right. He needed to be emphatic.
Yes, this is true. But it's a misdemeanor.
Yes, it is.
So no jail time.
No jail time this time.
Right. And thank God they didn't open your trunk.
Are you still rocking the plus points on your license?
How many points?
Yeah. What did they say? I guess I like a plus one. I think I'm at a plus one.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
I'm at a .08.
This Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by. Who are they brought to you by?
Who?
Oh, wait a minute. I got it right here somewhere. Where is it? It's Encore.
Encore! Encore!
Insurance Services LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance services. Let's open it up for today.
Hey,
Monday,
Mike,
this is April 23rd, 2012.
Before Rob gets to it, can I hand you a little news story?
Yes,
please. It's very quick.
Breaking news.
Very good.
Breaking news.
Nice. We have breaking news,
ladies
and gentlemen.
Is it that for the first time ever two people on the show are wearing a tie?
Breaking news.
Same day.
Yeah. Boom, bam. Right.
A man who's been... This is a Mark... It's time for Mark Ronick breaking news.
Is it something about poop?
Yeah.
Might be.
Man who's been pooping in his neighbor's yards, arrested and charged with illegal dumping.
Yes. Oh, I get it.
Yes, Angels, there's a neighborhood in Salisbury, Maryland.
Yes.
That's pretty close
Try
to us.
Don't do that in my yard.
The neighborhood in Salisbury, Maryland can sleep a little better tonight because police have finally caught the guy who's been pooping in their yards.
Good.
For the past several years. When confronted by cops, Buzz Burbank offered When confronted by cops, Kelly Irvin, 48, offered a bizarre explanation. According to police, Irvin reported that he goes running almost every day around 4 a.m. Uh-huh. And when he hits the 2-mile mark, he has to have a bowel movement. What a pig.
Yeah.
What a pig.
We actually have tape of Kelly.
She was still had.
Oh, yeah.
Poop.
Yeah.
Diarrhea poop.
Yep.
Yeah.
As such, Irvin said he carries toilet paper with this guy. I am so glad they caught him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He carries toilet paper with him and defecates wherever his 2 mile mark is, according to a court file.
That's wrong and gross.
Wow, that's what I call regular.
I mean, really, I'd love to see jail time for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I really would.
He believes he wasn't doing anything wrong.
The cop told him to stop pooping in people's yards and he wouldn't be arrested. Then a couple of weeks ago, the cops got a call from someone who told them Kelly has moved his bowels, quote, at least 7 occasions.
Yeah.
Oh. This guy gets off on it, is what he does. Since January, and he and even left, quote, toilet paper with stuff on it. The dude's surveillance camera shows Kelly hadn't been running at all. The moron had been driving.
Oh, no!
Got out of his Jeep.
Uh-huh.
Dropped his pants, dropped a load in the guy's driveway, and then drove off.
Oh, you have to so at glad. Least be good enough to do it in the grass.
When the cops confronted Kelly this time, he told them he'd gotten a pain in his stomach and couldn't make it home. You know what? Oh, God, I hope
he
throw
needs
the
to carry those
him.
Little plastic bags with him.
Yeah, exactly.
So he did his business right there. During all this, he's never explained why he didn't pick up after himself.
Exactly.
And this time he was arrested and charged with, get this, illegal dumping.
Yes.
Fantastic.
There it is. Oh, my God. That is too funny.
You know what I've carried with me for many years? You once told a story about being next to a sick guy on a plane.
Yes.
To Las Vegas, I think it was.
Right.
And the grossest thing
wasn't next to him. He came. We shocker, had been in the airport bar getting ready for our flight.
Sure, tuning up.
What was it? Midway Airlines. I remember because we flew to the other airport in Chicago.
Time machine.
Yeah, time machine. It was after my divorce.
Okay.
One of them. And I was with my buddy Sean and I, and we had been at the watering hole.
Sure.
And so when the plane finally got airborne, we needed to get to the watering hole right away. So we walked to the back, and we're in the back waiting. Of course, 400 people on this flight to Vegas are all like waiting to use the can. And this guy comes up, and he is ashen gray, and he walks in. All I heard him say was, sick. And he walked by, and he heaved right next to him.
But the thing that when you
welcome to Vegas, everybody.
The grossest thing, and I've held it with me all this time, is he looked at you and said, sour stomach.
Oh, God. Gross.
All right, you got to open the thing.
He did.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Mm. Okay.
Does that mean it's open or not?
He did when I handed him the story.
If I open it, if you take this chance.
It's over. That's it.
You're gonna get emails like all weekend.
All the audio is gonna be rotten tomorrow.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you have to make the call.
Did he not play it, or do you just believe he did not play it?
I believe I played it.
All right, yeah. Don't touch it.
What are you doing? Where is he going?
Rob has stood up.
Okay, he opened it.
In court, this is called discovery.
He had to verify it.
Yeah, what a dick.
He had to verify it. He's weird.
Don't talk about Mike like that.
All right, go ahead.
I wanted access to my audio. I love when I wake up on a Saturday morning and I get some email from Mark that's like from 2.
Yes.
And he's been up at 2. And he says, this guy really likes our show. I said, okay. It's a thing. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And a guy has posted a video and I call this Drunk Love. And this is posted by Mike O'Mara's show superfan Sean Holmes.
Okay.
He thought it necessary to make this video and put it up on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
The Mike O'Mara show is probably, I would have to say, the funniest show, I mean, funniest podcast I've heard, because I listen to podcasts all the time. Basically all while at work, I listen to a bunch of podcasts.
So
and I think the Michael Mara show probably is the one that makes me laugh the most. Mainly because they have, one, good audio quality, which is key. Number two, I would guess it's because Mike's impersonations actually in the opening segment actually lead you into the actual discussion, which is the podcast. Third, it's highly contagious. I mean, you listen to this thing like 2 times and then you're hooked. You listen to it 2 times through.
The idea, pal.
Intently listening, not listening then doing something else. No, listening intently and you're hooked.
Music in the background.
That's the second time he said 3.
Yeah.
3 would be the relationship with each person in the end.
What's so great about this drunk guy is at this point, and it's like Johnny Carson said to Ed, you really think you're fooling everybody. He really thinks he's doing great.
Right.
Individual podcast, which leads into it being addictive. You're addicted to each person's personality in the podcast that actually involves everybody else. I mean, the real whole reason that I record this thing and begin with is because I'm hammered and I couldn't do this while I'm sober.
He owns it.
I definitely couldn't do this while I'm sober. I mean, if you would have me on, that'd be amazing.
You're on now, pal.
There he is. Preach love, Sean.
But I preach the love. I preach the love to another podcast out there that actually gets it. That podcasting is where it's going. It's where it's going to be.
Of course.
Like, let's keep that.
I mean, radio right now, it's falling. It's falling down. You probably know stations that have changed formats obligatory. Clear channel.
Well, CBS, but.
And you know that sucks. So, you know, I think Michael Mara Show. It's a decent show.
Well, you can't say better than that.
Check it out. Chiggy.
How old was this dude?
I'd say like 18, 20. Well, he had to be 21, like
right? Podcasting is words moving.
Yeah, that's right.
That's our new slogan.
Rob, we're running short on time here. You got to give us a couple
more. I'll give you two more. Right. You know what I love is the intensity of NBA playoffs.
Are you talking about the Ron Artest?
No. Okay. Well, that was a great elbowing. Yeah, wow. Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace. He
gave a guy a concussion. Yeah. But what I'm talking about is I think it was last Thursday night, they were covering some games on TNT, and they came back. They had a shot of players on the bench, and five of them were covering their noses.
Oh.
And they asked Shaq to comment on
foul.
the intensity of playoff basketball.
This is something you cannot do on the bench. Somebody farted. Who farted on the bench? And the fart goes like four Shaq deep. And the fart goes four deep, Kenny.
Yeah,
so intense that they had to let it go. All they told me was, go to Shaq on playoff intensity. I have no idea where you're going that direction.
I will close with, I love Shaq.
That's great. I do love Shaq.
Long times we've heard from Craig Ferguson, and because this weekend was 420, right, he wanted to talk about he thought it was not very healthy, not very sanitary to share a joint.
I've got to admit, though, the idea of smoking a joint with other people, it kind of freaks me out. Wow. It doesn't seem sanitary, you know, all of that. You know, this thing that's been filled with who knows what, it's just been in somebody's pants, now it's touching everybody's lips. No. If I want that, I'll get myself a Kardashian.
Oh. And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Ball.
That's it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is it for us today. I want to thank everybody for joining us. We'll get to all the stuff I didn't get to tomorrow.
Yay.
And don't forget, you can join me and whoever wants to join me out there from our crew. You're all invited to Jimmy's. We're going to be rocking the red with the Washington Capitals on Wednesday night for Game 7.
Is it a 7 o'clock?
It's a 7 o'clock start, and we'll be out there for the Capitals against the Bruins, and let's see if they can break a little boy's heart.
Yeah.
You never know, but join us out at Jimmy Cerritos.
They've been breaking your heart for a long time, been a long series.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in scenic, beautiful Herndon, Virginia. We'll be out there. We're going to be raffling off that prize that we didn't give at our live stage show.
Right.
Oh, good.
So it'll be a $50 gift certificate at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern and a couple of nights at the lovely Herndon Holiday Inn.
It's convenient.
Come out for the raffle. We'll do that between the second and third periods. All right. We'll see you Wednesday. Yeah, that'll be me. Wednesday night at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Hope to see you there. That's it. We'll be back with another brand new one tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Yogurt.
Ciao, ciao. Words moving.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.